Death of a Husband. Written to Mrs. Fanny Asher's Cape Heart, Westmoreland, Washington Heights, Washington, D.C. My dear sister, I have just read your letter. I will not delay writing, for perhaps a few lines may relieve your mind. My husband died in Battle Creek in 1881. For a year I could not endure the thought that I was alone. My husband and I had stood side by side in our ministerial work, and for a year after his death I could not endure the thought that I was left alone, alone, to carry the responsibilities that in the past he and I had carried together. During the year, I did not recover, but came near dying. But I will not dwell upon this. While my husband was lying in his coffin, our good brethren came to me and urged that we pray that he be raised to life. I told them, no, no. While living, he had done the work that should have been shared by two or three men, and now he was at rest. Why call him back to life to endure again that through which he has passed? Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. The year that followed my husband's death was filled with suffering for me. I did not think I could live, I became so weak. The idea came to members of my family that there would be a spark of hope for me if I could be induced to attend the camp meeting in Healdsburg. This meeting was to be held in a grove about half a mile from my home in Healdsburg. They hoped that on the campground God would reveal to me distinctly that I was to live. There was at the time no color in my face, but a deadly paleness. They took me to the campground one Sunday in an easy carriage. That day the large tent was full. It seemed as if nearly all Healdsburg was present. A lounge was placed on the broad platform that served as a pulpit, and on it I was made as comfortable as possible. During the meeting, I said to my son, W. C. White, will you help me up, and assist me to stand on my feet while I say a few words? He said that he would, and I got up. For 5 minutes I stood there, trying to speak, and thinking that it was the last speech I should ever make, my farewell message. All at once I felt a power come upon me, like a shock of electricity. It passed through my body and up to my head. The people said that they plainly saw the blood mounting to my lips, my ears, my cheeks, my forehead. Before that large number of people I was healed, and the praise of God was in my heart and came from my lips in clear tones. A miracle was wrought before that large congregation. I then took my place among the speakers, and before the congregation bore a testimony such as they had never before heard. It was as if one had been raised from the dead. That whole year had been one of preparation for this change. And this sign the people in Healdsburg were to have as a witness for the truth. My sister, no longer show any distrust of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go forward in faith, believing you will meet your husband in the kingdom of God. Do your very best to prepare the living to become members of the royal family and children of the heavenly King. This is our work now, this is your work. Do it faithfully, and believe that you will meet your husband in the city of God. Do what you can to help others to be cheerful. Uplift souls. Lead them to accept Christ. Never torture your soul as you have been doing, but be humble, true, faithful, and you have the word of God that you will meet when the warfare is ended. Be of good cheer. Written to Sister Chapman, an old friend in the faith, at the time of her life companion's death. Dear Sister Chapman, I think of you every day and sympathize with you. What can I say to you in this, the greatest sorrow that has come to you in your life? Words fail me at this time. I can only commend you to God and to a compassionate Savior. In Him is rest and peace. From Him you may receive your consolation. Jesus loves and pities as we have no power to do. Jesus Christ Himself does sustain you, His everlasting arms are beneath, His words can heal. We cannot possibly penetrate into the secret counsels of God. The disappointments and distress and perplexities, the bereavements we meet, are not to drive us from God but bring us nearer to Him. How we pant and are weary and agonized in carrying ourselves and our burden. When we come to Jesus, feeling unable to bear these loads one instant longer, and lay them upon the burden bearer, rest and peace will come. We do go stumbling along under our heavy loads, making ourselves miserable every day because we do not take to our hearts the gracious promises of God. He will accept us, all unworthy, through Jesus Christ. Never let us lose sight of the promise that Jesus loves us. His grace is waiting our demand upon it. My dear afflicted sister, I know by experience what you are passing through. I have been going over the road with you that I have so recently traveled. Come near, my dear sister, to Christ the mighty healer. Jesus' love to us does not come in some wonderful way. This wonderful manner of his love was evidenced at his crucifixion, and the light of his love is reflected in bright beams from the cross of Calvary. Now it remains for us to accept that love, to appropriate the promises of God to ourselves. Just repose in Jesus. Rest in him as a tired child rests in the arms of its mother. The Lord pities you. He loves you. The Lord's arms are beneath you. You have not reined yourself up to feel and to hear, but wounded and bruised, just repose trust in God. A compassionate hand is stretched out to bind up your wounds. He will be more precious to your soul than the choicest friend, and all that can be desired is not comparable to him. Only believe him, only trust him. Your friend in affliction, one who knows. Mrs. Parmelia Lane was the wife of Elder Sands Lane, who was a native of Michigan and a successful preacher. Later he became president of several conferences in the United States. He was conducting a tent meeting in Risley when Mrs. White arrived in England. She and the Lane family were good friends through the years. Dear Sister Lane, I have been afflicted as you now are, and I know how to sympathize with you. I can understand your feeling that you have sustained a great loss. I want to tell you that we received a letter from your husband, written shortly before his death. At the time this letter was received, I was wrestling with the solution of many difficult problems and felt that I could not answer immediately. Later, I began to write in reply, but before my letter was finished, I learned that he was dead. I prize this letter very highly, for in it Brother Lane gives an account of his personal experience, and gives me confidence to believe that he was a true child of God. Some of our brethren had been a little fearful that our brother did not see all things clearly, but his letter to us seems to indicate that he was conscientiously striving to follow in the right course. My dear sister, I would be glad to receive a letter from you. I hope that you may be situated where you may be happy. I am so glad to know that Jesus our Savior is soon to come, and that then we may all meet around the great white throne. I mean to be there, and, if we are both true and faithful to the end, I believe that we shall meet your husband. We may have to pass through trying scenes, but we are safe as we hide our lives in Christ in God. Many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and the only hope for every soul is to look constantly unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We must now do our part, as servants of Jesus Christ, in bringing to the world a knowledge of the truth. A short work is to be done in the world, and we must watch and work diligently. We must be instant in season and out of season. To the Church of Christ belong our talents, both original and acquired. We are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are made sad as we see men and women lording it over those who should be the Lord's free agencies. Christ is the supreme ruler of his church. Let no man come between our soul and him. Let us labor entirely for the Lord, allowing nothing to interpose between the soul and its highest interest, overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Be of good courage in the Lord, my sister. Keep looking unto the author and finisher of our faith.